Let's go to Mexico now, where Pope Francis begins a visit tomorrow. And next week, he'll travel to the border city of Juarez, which is recreating itself after years of bloodshed. Pope Francis also lived through bloodshed as a young priest in Argentina during that country's so-called dirty war. Lorne Madelon from Marfa Public Radio in West Texas went to Juarez to see what the Pope will find.
When Francis was a young priest in Argentina, the military dictatorship in power at the time launched what is now known as the Dirty War. It lasted from 1976 to 1983. Thousands of left-wing leaders, social activists, and union chiefs were murdered or disappeared by a government bent on eliminating what it called communist subversives. 3 years ago, Argentine courts ruled the Catholic Church was complicit in the human rights abuses, that its silence protected the dictatorship, and that some priests actually participated in the state's repression. When Francis became Archbishop of Buenos Aires in 1998, he said he regretted not doing more for the victims of the dirty war. Fast forward to last year at the Vatican.
Pastor bueno, lleno de amor.
Good Shepherd, filled with the love of God, the Pope said, as he nominated a Salvadoran archbishop for sainthood. The archbishop was Oscar Romero. He forcefully challenged state repression in El Salvador. He was killed by a right-wing death squad while he celebrated Mass in 1980. Romero is an icon in Latin America, and by focusing on Romero, Francis signaled his empathy for the ongoing struggle for economic and political equality in Latin America, which brings Francis to Juarez, a place that suffered the kind of violence that once plagued Argentina.
Being him, a cleric from Latin America who became Pope,
Julian Cardona is a documentary photographer here,
has given him a deep understanding of the dynamics behind this phenomenon.
He says he loves that the Pope is using his platform to promote social change, something Pope Francis does not decouple from faith and religion.
And people who are non-believers are hearing his messages and are paying attention to him, people like me. And I think that makes a difference compared to other popes.
Father Ezequiel Treviso is the spokesman for the Archdiocese of Juarez. We met outside his parish office in the eastern part of the city.
The Holy Father knows our situation. He knows our history, recent history. A lot of deaths were terrible.
By now, the story of Juarez is well known. It was once called the murder capital of the world. In 2010, an average of more than 8 people a day were killed here. A cartel war was playing out on the streets of Juarez. And the bloodshed continued even after the Mexican army was sent here. Father Treviso says victims of violence will be hosted in a special section at the Pope's Mass.
We needed to hear this message because in Mexico isn't no good situation for the people. It's poor, it's violence in all our country right now. It is no a problem just economic or political. It's in our soul, it's in our life. We need to change deeper.
This is the first time he goes to Juarez, and he's like, this is where I'm needed.
Juarez native Gabriela Carballo.
Friends died, families got destroyed. Juarez has been needing a visit from the Pope since, like, forever.
Outside Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe, on a bustling square 5 minutes from the border, Maria Elena Glaser is signing a message book in front of a life-size image of the Pope.
En primer lugar, estoy orgullosa de que sea un Papa Latino.
I'm proud the Pope's a Latino, she says. She's confident the Pope will address Juarez's ongoing challenges.
Que es una ciudad con muchos problemas delictivos.
There's a crime problem here, she says, matter-of-factly. Of course, the Pope is not just a religious leader.
Mr. Speaker, the Pope of the Holy See.
He was welcomed as a head of state when he addressed the U.S. Congress in September, where he talked about immigration. Before that, he helped thaw the ice between the U.S. and Cuba. And now on this visit, Pope Francis will lead Mass on Mexico's southern border with Guatemala and here, across from El Paso, Texas, on Mexico's northern border, fitting for a Pope so deeply connected to Latin America. For Here and Now, I'm Lorne Madelon in Juarez, Mexico.